This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. Owning properties in Israel can be a great investment, but challenging to manage if you are based abroad. The Blue Agency will manage every aspect of your property, finding and vetting tenants, maintaining your property and getting it rental ready, negotiating contracts and collecting rentals, reporting back to you regularly. The Blue Agency has built a reputation for trust and confidentiality over 20 years. The Blue Agency, your Israel property is in good hands. Contact us at www.theblueagency.com.
It is 7:49. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. Dr. Eddie Cohen is a researcher. He's a commentator at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Purposes. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. We have definitely woken up to breaking news, haven't we?
Yes, Boker Tov, good morning. Several days ago I was your guest, and I told you that Israel needed to strike back.
You did?
Israel had to strike back. You see that now there are fogs now. It will take some time that we will know exactly what happened, but... We are talking about an Israeli strike, not against nuclear sites, against military sites where the drones were shelled Saturday night. So the Israelis are quiet now. It's unusual for the Israelis. they don't want escalation. That's why the official Israelis maintains silence here in Israel. The Iranian said everything is okay. They don't want to be embarrassed, because if they will say that we were hit by Israelis, so they have to respond. So it's a win-win situation. Israel is quiet in Israel. The Iranian also, they said everything is okay. Win-win situation, I see it.
Everyone's
happy. What he had to do.
Everybody's happy.
Yes.
Israel saves face. They show that they are able to respond. Netanyahu not taking orders from the United States. He shows he's his own boss. But what's fascinating to me is, well, I guess it is about the escalation then, because... One, I would have thought, well, if they are going to hit back, then surely it's time to deal with the Iranian nuclear threat. But that isn't at all where Israel went with this, it would seem.
No, because we have a lot of problems here, as you know. Mm. We have Rafah, we have Gaza, we have Lebanon, the northern border. So... Meanwhile, the nuclear subject is not on the table. We have more acute, more dangerous things.
Immediate.
That harms us. Yes, immediate danger.
Mm. Will this impact at all on Rafah, on Hezbollah? Is there likely to be a fallout from this, or from what you're saying, this might well be the last of this episode for now?
Well, hopefully that... I think that Netanyahu made a bargain with Biden. Mm-hmm. I will not strike the nuclear site Iranian, but you will let me enter to Rafah. Not you will let me. Israel doesn't need a permission, but you support my attack in Rafah. This is what I evaluate, I consider, because the Israeli strike in Iran was very small one and very, you know, not a big attack. So I think it was a sort of bargain. Tehran and Rafah, it's the priority of Netanyahu.
Mm, mm. So that was obviously the deal that was made on some
deal,
level.
Deal.
It seemed to me that a lot of this has been, even the Iranian attack on Israel to some extent felt like this to me. And I know most people didn't agree with me, but it did feel like the extent of that might have been, and it was obviously a big attack, but at the same time, Hezbollah didn't attack and the Houthis didn't attack. So I keep thinking that there's been a lot going on behind the scenes to try and limit the fallout as much as possible in the region.
Well, Hezbollah has his own domestic reasons not to riposte, because Hezbollah always said, I am for the Lebanese, I am Lebanese. So Hezbollah wanted to show that I will attack Israel when Israel attacks Lebanon. So I don't interfere when the Iranian, I'm not so-called Iranian. That's what many Lebanese accuse him. And but the truth is, Hezbollah is the long arm of Iran. So when Iran will need Hezbollah, I'm sure he will be for the Iran. There's no doubt the Iranian regime has established Hezbollah in the 80s in Lebanon. Arms and money and everything was given to Hezbollah. So this is the two main reasons that he didn't respond. He wanted to say, I'm Lebanese, I'm not Iranian, and that's why I think he didn't riposte.
While all of this is happening, the U.S. have vetoed a Security Council resolution granting Palestinians full member status at the United Nations. Does this play into that at all?
This is a good thing to that the United States has done, because this will raise the tensions. This will give the Palestinians more, more power to make another intifada. I'm not referring to Gaza. I refer to the West Bank, to Judah and Samaria. If you want to build a state, not now. It's not the Netanyahu said that it would
it's
be
not a reward.
Our ambassador.
Yeah.
Our ambassador.
Mm.
It would be a reward. Prize for the for terror, for reward for them. They killed us. They attacked us, and now we'll give them a country, a state. I think the two-state solution has died several years ago, and officially at the 7th of October. There will not be Israel, no prime minister, even in the left side in the political arena. No one will accept a Palestinian state. Even the left here in Israel was wakened recently. Was by the atrocities of Hamas. Imagine if the Palestinians had tanks and had helicopters, like a normal state. What they would have done to us with us?
Yeah, it's almost too terrible to
no
contemplate. So what is the position then of the Israeli left?
The Israeli left also has many problems, like within the United States. The Israeli left wants election, because they hope that Netanyahu will not be reelected. This is we've been in this movie three years ago. They want now election. But regarding the peace process, I didn't hear lately the Israeli left saying that they want to establish a Palestinian state. They will lose every popularity
vote.
Because all Am Israel, I can assure you that 70 or 80% from the Jewish, I'm not saying the Arab, the Jewish in Israel, 80% of the Jewish, they refuse to have a Palestinian state, especially, dear sir, after the 7th of October. A state Palestine means the Iranian will be in Kfar Saba, in Netanya. There will be missiles in Tel Aviv, from the West Bank. The Iranian will give their technology, they will give their arms to the terrorist group that are in Judea, in Samaria, and they will launch missiles to the center of Tel Aviv, not to the center of Tel Aviv. So I think they will wake up the left in Israel. I hope.
Yeah. Well, you know, you've got to stand for something. They have to stand for something more than just removing Netanyahu. And if they don't, well...
They don't have an agenda.
Then that's a huge problem.
Yes, they don't have an agenda now.
Very, very interesting. That is where we do need to leave it. It is about to go 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. This is Your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. That was Dr. Eddie Cohn. He is a researcher commentator at the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Purposes.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands.
Hi, it's Barry Cohn from the Blue Agency. Israel is currently facing one of its biggest challenges ever. All of Klal Yisrael is praying for the safety of our soldiers and the return of the hostages. We hope and pray that our soldiers and security forces will prevail and that they will all return home speedily and triumphant. We hold the hands of our clients and friends who have children serving in Tzahal, who are protecting Israel and Jews around the world. May Hashem protect us all.